for the water services, $241,250. Repairs and maintenance. Is that? Is there an ongoing, like, repairs and maintenance kind of schedule for water services, or is that if something goes sideways?
That would be more as things come up. So there's a piece which is the water treatment plant, but that is pretty much managed through the county, you know,
okay.
So through the water contract. So this would be more other things in the village. At this point, we don't have a firm scheduled, strict, I guess is the word I'm looking for. We don't have a strict maintenance review. The practical side is the particular person I refer to as Public Works lead. We only have one person working there. They are always touring and checking, and they have their ear to the, he has his ear to the ground at all times. So he's very cognizant of things going on, and he definitely reports right away to the office, and we get on things. So from a point of view of monitoring, the person we have has a lot of experience and familiarity and is definitely a touring kind of person, not a sit and shop person.
Mm-hmm.
So that is good in this regard, but there is no strict schedule a certain day of the week each year.
Okay. So then on the wastewater side of things, is there something in the contract from MPE of the routine, like flushing of the system or anything?
Oh, sorry,
like that?
I didn't know you were referring to that.
No, that's the next.
Oh, okay.
Coming
so
off of this question.
Okay,
yeah.
So there is actually a schedule, but I mean, this is, it's only a one item every few years, so it's not like a long schedule. So
yeah.
What happens is pretty much every year it's on an rotating basis. They won't do it all in one year, it's too much, but and it's a different company. I don't think it's Shawnee. Anyways, doesn't matter the name. It's MPE might be aware, but the particular flushing lines and so on, there's another company that we have that, and they come in and do a different piece each year, basically.
Okay.
And there's a certain time of year that's optimal to do it.
Right.
You probably know more than I do about this. So there is a schedule, and basically Public Works communicates with these people, and they're good about reaching out, you know, we're in the area, because they want to schedule it cheap for them and efficient for them and cheap for us, you know, kind of thing.
Yeah.
So there is a schedule like that.
Okay.
But the last year there was some challenges because of weather, and it got delayed, and you know, so
right.
It doesn't always work perfect. Yeah.
Okay.
So we've got bulk water station here. That was one of the things that Diamond Valley was discussing. They were going to have their own bulk water.
Okay.
And they decided not to, so that they didn't compete with Longview.
Oh, that is, just thank you for that.
That was one of the things
that
pulled
big,
the plug on.
That is big for
to
us.
To cut the cost back on for them. But yeah, and they said Longview has one, so we don't really want to compete with our neighbors, do we?
So happy about that.
Well,
you know, I think part of their thing is they're running out of water. They can't really do the.
But they were trying to. They were asking lots of questions about ours and what our revenue is. So they were seriously thinking of having a bulk station. But yeah, so we'll be able to keep our revenue a little longer.
Thank you.
They don't have that in the, you know.
You don't really want me to edit this stuff, do you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, please.
But anyway,
full disclosure.
Yeah, I thought
meant
that was
well.
Yeah, I thought that was good news.
Yeah, it's a compliment, basically.
Well, yeah,
so it's,
that
it's
they
no,
don't
want nothing bad.
Fight with us. So.
Yeah, that's very appreciated. Okay, next, please.
With the water meters and readers, do we still have outstanding ones that have
yes.
to be replaced?
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
there's quite
still.
A list.
Okay.
It's a big
right.
work in progress, so working through it.
Okay.
wastewater services revenue, 142,540, lease revenue, is that?
Say again?
142,540.
Okay, that lease revenue relates to two leases. We have a, we call it a grazing lease.
Okay.
So we rent out pasture land, somebody brings their head, I guess we'll call it that. And they
is that
pay,
on our quarter?
Yeah, it's by
okay.
the, how would you describe, it's close to the solar, I think.
Yeah, it's out there, the lagoon and the solar and everything, because
okay.
nothing can be built on that, so we just lease out an area.
Yeah,
okay,
so we entered in with a new person. It was bid out a year or so ago, and anyways, the successful person is still there.
Okay.
And then the other part of that, the larger part, there's also a lease with Ranahan Resources. They use some of our land for some of their equipment.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Just because we're talking about that corridor, a really quick question. We're talking about annexing it in. So is it being annexed all the way to Longview, or is there a cutout of what will get annexed?
What would the cutout be, if you don't mind me trying?
Does that quarter touch where the trailer park and stuff is?
Well,
does it come that far?
I believe so, because
okay.
part of the rules on annexation, there has to be at least one or two kind of corners. I forget the technical word, touching, you know.
Oh, okay, yeah, so there isn't ever, okay.
I mean, there could be, like, not all the way around, of course, that would
yep.
can usually be, but at least one section
okay.
there is, it's got to be, it's conditioned.
Okay,
even
so
be
it must
to start.
Be touching. Okay.
So I'm not 100%, but probably because it is in that area likely.
Yeah, okay. So
the trailer cart is within the village's property.
Right.
So it would probably go straight
okay.
west from that, yeah.
And then if we can annex that in, then that becomes our tax base and
that's
such,
the deal.
Right?
To be able to extend Longview a little bit, build it up a little bit, whatever.
Yeah, it has been in the jurisdiction of a certain other county, so to get the tax base, that's
yeah.
the annexation piece.
But we can't build on it, can we?
We
because of the pipelines?
I see what you're saying. It depends.
Okay.
We'd have to look under there. We'd probably... MP might have an idea, like if it's not necessarily our land, so we'd have to check that out. Clearly.
Okay.
Yeah.
If we ever get to that point to be able to
annex it in.
Yeah, and it, we want
it's
to
a
keep
long
not
process.
Lose that, not lose that dream.
Yeah.
So is that MD fighting us a bit on it because they
well,
would lose?
Well, that's the deal. They stand to lose the revenue, so
yeah.
it has been. I'll be upfront with you. Will record it as being a bone of a perceived, anticipated, not something somebody wants to give it away. I'll say it that way. Like, who would
yeah.
want to do that?
Yeah.
So it's that's why there's lots of rules about having, you know, facilitators and you know people that can help negotiate if you're
right.
into problems.
Yeah.
So that's the way some of these things are.
Okay. So that's why
but
they take
the county is. One of the staff members has been very cooperative and helps you in some of the stuff. So one county member. In the office.
Oh, there, in the
yeah,
administration.
In administration.
There's
sorry.
One person in particular, a lead planner, who and it actually the CEO echoed.
Okay.
They both
so
said
they've been.
You know, if you need some help, because the deal is the county's so big. They do this all the time. They're always something like that in progress.
Yeah.
So they are familiar. So they offered their help, even though it's to do with them.
That's
you know,
kind of a
through.
Positive, though, I think.
Yeah.
Because they're not really going to lose that much revenue for what we want to annex, really.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they did offer to help us, which is great. They have a familiarity, so that's...
Yeah, I think there's a lot, too, except you see in the paper all these development permits that I can't even read them. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Like,
yes.
it's
and those
process,
processes
right?
are quite in-depth.
Yeah.
There's a lot of news, advertising and so on, yes.
Yeah. I'm just seeing about the lift station. Am I correct when I say, so the wastewater, like it all goes down below to be dealt with, and then it comes back up and out to the lagoon? Is that?
I believe it does go back up.
The process? Because I think they came down our back alley or something to go out to where the lagoon is.
Yeah, I believe it is kind of like that.
And is there, that'd be something similar for our water coming up then too, right? Because it's coming from below.
Yeah, it'd have up to come there up. And then comes back down.
Oh, up there.
Yeah. Okay. We've got two tanks up there.
On the hill?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
That's where our water reservoir is. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So we have two tanks up there.
So that's the, when you go down the little side road and onto that lease road, is it up there? Or do you have to go up where our long
stones are? We actually go through Gallup's, right? The driveway we use goes through Gallup's land.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and our lift station is on the left side, or our tanks are on the left side of that road.
Oh.
Yeah.
I've only been here 18 years, I didn't know that. Oh, well, okay.
But, well, that was a good question about the, because I have a lift station over by my house. So I thought everything fed to that lift station and then went to...
It could be. I'm actually not totally familiar.
Out to the lagoon.
I know there is a going up, but all the streams in between I'd have to check Justin and MP.
Well, because that's what I thought was that building is our lift station now, and all lines feed to that lift station. And then it goes...
up to the lagoons.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting, because that's what I was... under the impression of, well, I'll have to ask. It's a good question.
Oh, okay.
So we're all learning something.
Yeah.
Okay,
perfect.
So, water treatment plant is down there, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's the maintenance yard. So it gets lifted from there up to the lifts, to the tanks here, and then comes back down?
Correct. That's what I've heard.
Okay.
Yeah, because it comes out of the river.
Yeah, gets treated down there.
Gets treated down there.
Yeah,
so probably the wastewater doesn't go back down there then. That's probably what you're talking about. And then
like it used to years ago. The sewer used to be down there.
Okay.
I don't know. Maybe we should arrange to have a little tour of the community. And maybe John will meet with us and we can go down to the plant.
Yeah, that would be good.
Yeah. And I know that Dale drove us around. He took us out to the
lagoons.
He didn't take us to the lagoon, but he took us to the solar plant.
Oh.
The little solar plant we have. Yeah, maybe
we
should try to do
idea.
That. We don't want to do it in the winter, though. Let's wait until it's all nice.
Come on. Go snowshoeing.
Yeah. But yeah, we should have a little tour and just...
So another dumb question, how many gallon tanks are up on that hill? What's our reservoir
capacity? I'd have to check. First thing come to mind is like 10 to 15,000, but or you know between 15, 30, but I need to check. I don't spend a lot of time on that.
Because that's where our bark water station comes out of too then, right?
Yes, sadly it's treated water, but... yeah, but we have no control over that.
Okay, so.
So and John, our town guy or our water guy is very good. Keeps monitoring and makes sure the reservoir is good, because we haven't had a no water, like. To not be able to water the whole 4 years and I think that it was probably 2 years before that we've been on a water ration. So, like, that's really good.
Yeah. We're maintaining the water fairly decently.
Yes.
And he does check the quality, because when he was working over there, how many times did we have to run water to test the screws?
Yeah, he was awesome. He was awesome.
Okay, we done this now. Test
yeah.
your water.
Test All your right. water. Yeah.
Don't drink it. Test your water.
Yeah. Yeah, he was really good. Okay. And with the testing and everything, we have a contract with the oil company, and they each time they change hands, they have kept it going that they test our water as well.
Mm.
And their tester, whatever it is so exact that it can even pick up, like the one time there was concerns because it picked up something, and it was a piece of black electrical tape that had gotten into the water. So they had to check it and test it, and yeah, they're really good. They've had that contract with the village that they'll do their testing and let us know. Probably 15 years. So that's our extra
bonus and
that they
do it
once
a year.
And I don't know. I think it's more than once a year, because they've also got their
equipment down there.
Yes, right on the river. So, I don't know. It was a question years ago that our water might be contaminated because of it. So they stepped up and started testing it. So our water gets double tested.
Okay.
So that's an assurance.
That's good.
Yeah. Can we not just take that FCSS COVID off of there? Like, can we not just?
Well,
because we've
gone
got
clean up whatever.
Well, we've got two where it's
yeah.
the COVID in the front.
Okay, can I write this down? That's what I need to see, because it's zero.
Okay.
Across. I'll see
yeah.
what you can
do. Well,
we have another one at the beginning of it as well, the COVID funding. Are those able to be removed, or do we have to continue with those?
I'm hoping, because it's a few years. I mean, what happens in financial statements is you usually show comparative, so there'll be a certain period before you need to keep, but we're probably getting close to not having to
we
do
must
it, so
be
I'll
able.
Check
oh.
it out.
So it's 1-12-00000225.
Okay, so what's the first three digits?
1-1-2.
So there's two of them. Okay, thank you.
0000225.
Okay. Yeah, I got the 510 and the 225.
Okay. Yeah, like if we can remove those.
I'll check it out.
I don't know if we can. I know that they're a stickler with their little programs and everything.
That's more of an accounting thing. If there's zeros there, you know, they should not care. It's more what we can do in our books
yeah.
from an accounting principles
yeah.
point of view. So I'll check it out.
Okay. Have we done that?
Write it down. Oh, there we go.
Is that the one I gave you?
No, this is yet another one. Looks like there's three. Thank you. Okay, thank you.
Okay.
See, they have the first three digits are different.
They are, yeah. The last three are the same, though. Yeah.
$232,250 under snow removal garden. Paying to get snow removal.
Sorry, I just trying to find 232. It's the new one. Or what?
I don't know what page I got. It's under on the bottom of the page. It says roads and street light.
Oh, roads and street lights. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm gonna find roads and street lights. It's probably. Sorry. I didn't get there. It's either after or before. So it must be before that. Okay. Well, maybe just ask the question. Oh, here it is. Okay, road street lights. Sorry, what was the question, Councillor John, please?
Who are we paying to do that? What is?
Yeah, the ACE is, I don't forget what they stand for. Alberta, anyways, ACE is the company that our electrical charges are built through. They send us and we pay them, and the street lights are through them.
Are through them too? Okay. So okay. Road maintenance and street lights are, what was it, A?
ACE is the acronym.
All these acronyms. Alberta contractors, like, I don't know.
And then the snow removal. Who does the snow removal? That's when we have to have the snow.
That is an ad hoc thing. What happened, this one, I believe, there was I won't say freak, but there was an exceptional bad storm.
Yeah, that was a couple years ago.
And it was just around Christmas, if I recall. It was hard to have people out there, and it was something that our public works couldn't handle by himself. So I got the call, and you know, everybody's on holidays, I think, or whatever.
Yeah.
And I made the executive decision, like, people have to be able to get out, you know, and stuff. So we hired somebody, I think it was, if don't mind saying RJ, because it probably was somebody that we know that we work with. So they can, and you know, we're lucky in a way, because they're probably out there doing a lot of other contract work, you know, and it's that time of year. So this, I think it was him, came and helped us out. So this would be, I don't know, just a reactive situation to get the help.
Yeah.
We sometimes don't have the capacity in our workshop.
Yeah, no, I understand. Okay,
sorry.
And I think part of that was they hauled some of the snow away as well.
Yeah, they took dump trucks out.
Yeah, they took some snow away.
But didn't they also sort of wreck a piece of road? Because they, what, a road?
No, that wasn't. No, that wasn't the contractor that did that. Wrecked the little part of the road.
I hadn't heard that. I'm not sure.
Is that the time the trucks came through and they like put a bunch of snow up against vehicles that were parked on the street? Because Josh Mickelson came down with the snowblower and
I think that might have happened because I think that they had, in their defense, they might have not had a lot of time. They had to move on because everybody was in the situation. So, yeah, sorry to whoever's listening. It's not what we wished.
Yeah. Yeah, that happens.
Okay, next.
That just seems so weird to be looking at 2031.
Yes. Oh, you're on the capital, yeah. Yeah, it's a requirement, actually.
I know it is, yes. But it just looks weird to look at that.
Yeah, like who really knows, right?
Yeah.
So where, may I ask where, Rose is already on capital, where is everybody?
John's still finishing up.
Yeah, no.
Belinda's on capital as well.
Oh, okay.
It's no worries. No, John, you
don't
keep
rush.
Looking.
Keep looking.
No.
Yeah, so I was just curious. So, yeah.
Yeah. No, you finish up.
Still reading.
Yeah, that's fine.
Should have done this, some of it beforehand, but.
It's okay. It's okay, really.
This campground, is it electrically feasible to run it over the winter?
Did you say plug it?
Yeah, electrical feasible. Is it,
is it
we still feed, making money on the feed?
Oh, sorry.
During the winter.
Sorry. I just didn't hear you. I apologize.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, so the arrangement I have with the staff, because they ask, you know, can we maybe have some people or just be up front, some homeless people that nobody else is taking them as long as they're not, you know.
Yeah, sort of.
Anyways, so what we agreed is that as long as we're not losing money, we're making money.
That's my question. Are we making money?
Yes. It won't be huge dollars, but we are.
So we're not losing
from
them.
That was my requirement. Yes.
Good.
Okay.
That's just my question too.
And there's another one, if you don't mind me saying, I had two conditions. I said, but I don't, as CAO, want the whole place to be booked. You know,
no.
Four or five, you know, some lower number, but not the whole place, because
no.
Then you need more resort, you know.
Yeah,
anyways.
No.
So that was the second condition. So.
Yeah, no. As long as we're making money, because
yes. Yeah.
It is kind of a pain having them guys there, right?
Yes. Can I say on that? Just. The other side of that coin is, but isn't it good because we don't have to pay somebody to be there, that there is somebody there? Like, I can see that as a positive,
yeah.
Too.
Oh, it's definitely
there.
Positive.
It is
but,
positive,
but
as long as we're not losing money.
No,
on
no,
it,
I've
right?
given you're making
I don't,
money.
I don't want to make, there. As long as, you know, they're paying and they're doing their thing over there, hey.
It's a win.
It's a win.
Okay. Yes.
But with them all running all this electrical...
Oh, no,
right?
that's all considered. No,
yeah.
that comes
yeah.
in the cost.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Because there's a bit of a pain when we're putting up lights.
Oh, I said, okay. I understand now. That was a different question.
Okay. He didn't want to admit that, though. He just wanted, you know.
It's called a team. That's right.
Yeah,
this is
cheap
a
shot.
This is a team. Okay. Okay, so went to capital now? Or sorry, did I?
Yeah, no.
Okay, so did John, you need some time, or counselor, do you need some time to look at capital? Or you already did?
No. Okay. I don't
Next.
Really
it's much shorter, not to worry.
This is pretty quick and simple, this one.
Yes, it is. I'd like to make one comment. Do you have a question, Councillor John? Okay. I did make one, I consider, big executive decision on this one, which I want you to for sure be aware of. It's actually certainly your decision. I guess not my decision, but my recommendation, sorry. So originally the plan was, from previous presentations from our engineers, that the next priority, they call it segment C on a certain diagram, that's how they label, we did A and B and so on, priorities. I chose to not go for the segment C instead. Save money for a few more years and do a bigger project, which has been waiting. And the worry I had is that if we keep delaying it because it takes longer to save, it'll never happen. So I was talking about Twin Cities. That is a $1.1 or $2 million project. And so we've been doing like $300,000 to $500,000 projects the last 2-3 years. And so this next one was going to be in that range, segment C. But I went to the engineer first, the lead there, named Sarah, you met, remember? And I said, Sarah, what do you think of my reasoning here? I just said, you know, we might never get this if we keep putting it off. We got to save up. She said, I agree with you. So they agree. So I just wanted you to know, I consider that a big change because it's a lot of money. Where instead of doing a project in the next few years, there's going to be a big one because it's twice as expensive later, and you'll see it in your 2030 or 31, there's a $1.2 million spend. Mm-hmm. So that I would recommend to council if you're okay, and those are the reasons why.
Yeah, because originally we had talked about we may do it in segments, but there's no sense doing a segment and then a segment and a segment. Let's just do it all and get it done. As long as, you know, like that's another 4 years.
That's not that you think this way as council, you know, does it look like you're doing anything, you know, like you're just saving money and it might be the next council. So that's the kind of, not that that's a consideration, but that's the reality of optics won't be,
you know
it's a longer period. So sorry.
Hopefully they are going to bump up what we get, the LGFF. Like, that would be wonderful, and then we'd be that much closer to date instead of...
Yeah. So are you okay with, is council okay with that approach, doing that? Thank you. So I'll consider that long. Okay.
What are you doing?
Well, and Sarah would know. She's our engineer.
Oh, definitely.
So.
Yeah, I mean, they're in charge of the strategic thinking.
They know everything. And they did art their priority list of what needed to be done. Yeah. So, okay.
Okay, thank you for that. Okay, so I thought I heard from you, Councillor John, that you're pretty okay with everything else.
Yes.
Deputy Mayor, are you okay with what you see? Any
questions? No use in doing
piecemeal.
Piecemeal. If you can take one big dump, it's better than...
Understood.
Okay.
So the new bulk water system in 28, is it coming to the end of the life? So then we'd have to consider...
A big estimate, or I won't call it a guesstimate. A number of these things kind of move through the years just as we save and so on. So let me put it this way. I haven't been alerted that there's a problem imminently coming.
Yeah.
I mean, that's different than I would suddenly change priorities and come to you and say, hey, this year we've got to. That's not on the radar. So as far as I know at this point, all what you see there is okay. I haven't heard any things that should change those priorities forward. So that's as close as I can get to, so it should still be okay.
The bulk water, though, that's our water that's we sell.
That's our system. Now,
it was because we were going to look in, because right now we have a middleman.
Mm.
Somebody controls that, and then he pays the village. And I know that it had been talked about that we no longer have a middleman, that all revenue from that machine comes directly to the village. Was that part of what this plan was with the 72,000?
I don't think it was about the processing of, you know, the billings or so on. I think that's asset hardware.
Okay.
If you will.
All right.
That's a big number. That wouldn't be programming. You know. Yeah.
It wouldn't be the new machine and all that kind of stuff.
See, the way it works now, we pay a certain individual a monthly contract.
Yeah.
And he has a software and a little device kind of thing. Nowhere near 72,000. Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. That would be us changing the whole facility.
Okay.
The whole facility.
All right.
Okay. And then a new well.
Yeah, but we're monitoring that. And that's one of these things that any time I might come back, hey, it's gone sooner than later. But this is also one of these things where there's this new product, it's got a Z in it, which Actizyme, but that's, you know, maybe for Laguna things. Anyways, sometimes products can make a difference on life cycle.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. So the way this has worked, very simply, practically speaking, so John, the name is mentioned from the county, I touch base with him annually, and he's good to advise, yeah, I think this is a year or not. So I haven't heard him come through and say, you know, get on something.
Yeah.
But however, just this is a heads up, though. At any time, he might come during the year, even though I budgeted and all that this year. And that's what reserves are for, you know, and that's what you're here for, is to make these decisions. So right now, it's okay the way it looks there. If I hear anything different, you'll hear from me right away.
Okay.
And if I may say on that, the operating style of John also is, he's very aware that we are very cost conscious. And so he will try and get the full life out of things to the extent possible, not to endanger, you know, productivity or...
Right.
Yes. So just, it's good to know he's like that.
Right. Okay.
Did I interrupt you, Deputy Mayor? Sorry.
I was just the Sani dump upgrade.
Yes.
So that is obviously due, is it?
Well, actually, can I say something?
Mm-hmm.
So there's probably a number of factors. The one that first comes to my mind is there's a certain project in town that just went through a land use bylaw amendment process, and there was discussion of, oh, why don't we do a Sani dump? And the council said, no, you can't do that, because that takes away from ours. So I think I might be wrong. Mayor can step in. But part of this was, since we said no, we better make sure ours is in a good condition. And there are some things that could definitely be upgraded to answer the question. But that was one of the incentives, I think, is sooner than later to do that. So that's that. I think that's what inspired it. And I put it for this year to kind of get more active.
Okay. So we're not going to have a issue with that spot, them just emptying gray water as they park?
Well, I'm not familiar enough with this topic. I think they should be following or using this facility. So is there another option? I'm not aware.
No, I'm just...
We have to make sure they do.
People have a tendency to empty, right? Yeah. How do you make sure they do before they park it and not dump it there?
Yeah, we'd have to have communication and rules and, you know, an observation. Hey, you know, we saw you. No, you know, got to be here. Stuff. So we'll have to do some enforcement, maybe, if necessary.
Okay, that one, that, what you call it, Sani dump. I don't see anything in there about washrooms in the.
It is.
As part of that.
No, there is a separate line item there. I'll try and find it. I put in about 25,000, I think. I went high.
Yeah.
It's
in this one.
Yep.
Yeah. So the upfront information there is, I've asked for quotes from the people that will do that, and they're still in process. I haven't been able to hear back yet. So this is a bit high. It probably will come down. I'm hoping it's high. So that was where that came from. So that's scheduled. And we can't do it now, so I think Councilor John has a bit of familiarity from some of the work he did before council of what the situation is. So just timing and certain things, it's a bit complicated. It looks like it's now gonna be when things warm up in the new year.
No. Yeah, that's the thing, right? You got campers in there now, you can't.
You basically house them.
Kick them out, or, cause they didn't get out of the bathroom.
Well, yeah, these are also the homeless ones, so that's part of the complication, some of them.
There's, some of them are homeless, some of them are still just drifting.
Yeah, yeah.
They go from, right, yeah, don't know what they're gonna do.
Yeah.
Right?
So, and I just need to say on that note, so I have to be careful with this public here, because there's no condescension or anything intended here, but we, at the same time we are entertaining situations, I'll say it this way, a bit strong. I have been on record to say there was a certain situation where can we have these people stay or so on, and I actually said no to our staff, and I said, I'll be very direct here, and I mean this in a very respectful way. I do not believe a CAO, the village, can become a kind of social welfare center.
No.
You know, there's, to the extent if I ever perceive that, it's a hard line, even though it seems kind of merciless or whatever, I'm sorry that we just can't do that. That's my professional opinion. So I just wanted you to know there is a boundary there that I have set a CAO in there. We'll entertain certain things on a, you know, trying to be social and compassionate, humane.
Yeah,
but there is a boundary, yes.
Yeah, no.
For the record.
You see that in other places, right? One person starts squatting and you just
control.
Get, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So I won't say any more, thank you.
So what sort of things are we anticipating we're gonna do to the hall?
So there are some things that are going to live. Thank you. The renovation project is taking some time. They're in the financing stage, and it's a long process. So there are some things that might not wait. So there's mold issues, there's water issues, there's some electrical issues, there's not up to code issues. There's actually, you know, between 4 and 7 things out there that likely over the next, I would say, 3 to 6 months could. Things can wait for a while, but they're really not advised to wait much longer. So that's those kind of more urgent things.
Yeah.
The idea was ideally if this had gone faster, just jam it together and so on, but that's...
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Another issue with this campground, sorry.
No, it was campground.
That cookhouse, we better never ever rent it out. Because anybody starts plugging stuff in there, it's not a voltage supply in there is crappy.
Oh, I was not, so it's a hazard, basically.
Well, it could be a hazard if how many people come in there and start plugging things in, right? Because if you plug in 2 or 3 things and have a light test cord, pops the circuit. It's not a hazard, but how far do we go with supplying a little more amperage in there, right? Because you even turn the lights on in there, it's in the dark. It's fluorescent lights, just don't buy the bullet people. So if we're ever gonna rent that sucker out, somebody might wanna look at.
Well, it was never, if they were to rent it, it's like small appliances that they can use, like you're not going in there and using your microwave or
no,
anything like that. You can use a kettle and things like that.
Yeah,
that's
but you
part
plug
of
in
the...
two or three kettles or whatever, it starts popping. Because even now, with light up, we got to plug a kettle in, we have to run an extension cord from utility room to run the popcorn machine or whatever.
That's not good.
Okay, thank you. I'll follow up.
So we're gonna, you know, make campground.
We don't have any outside something drawing power from it.
Okay. You?
Okay, so does that kind of wrap the capital schedule? Everybody, all council, okay?
Yep.
This is talking about grants, this one, is it? Net zero?
Yes.
So the net zero revenue, the 40K, that's the solar?
Yes. So really, not really a grant.
Not really a grant, yeah. That's the revenue. And then we were thinking of putting some of that aside, right?
Well, it's contributing to operating, and the, I think the original was as keep targeting to make as much of the village facility utility or electrical costs covered. Is if we can get it all zeroed out, that'd be great. That's the target. So that's where that's going to.
Okay.
You okay? Okay, so the mayor, it sounds like everybody's okay with information. I'd like to propose that, just to keep things moving, I'm targeting having this all in place by January 1. So could we possibly have a next meeting, special meeting next Wednesday, just to finalize? Like, I might have one or two little adjustments, but if we could do that and wrap it, then we're at a very good place for January 1. We don't need to worry about holidays and people needing to get into other activities.
So you're talking the 3rd?
I believe it is.
I haven't got nothing here. Mike,
you're lucky so far, it's still open. December 3rd.
Now, do you still want same time, same place, based on the big show up, show out today? You just tell me what you'd like.
I didn't go back over there. You don't know. We can always, if you get too grounded over there. Sorry.
Yeah, we'll have it at the community, or at the...
Yeah,
the start at the chambers then.
Yeah.
Okay, and you still want the 6:30 time? I'm okay, I'm just asking. Okay, just keep... Okay,
special.
So I will put that out there. Thank you very much. So I believe the first part of the agenda is covered.
We're back from recess at 8:17. Let's go into closed at 8:17. Okay, I'm going to bring us out of closed session at 8:39. All right, so our recommendation from the... the commercial?
Oh.
Or from the closed meeting, this one?
Yeah,
the commercial.
I think you were going to
third party.
The CEO to follow some things up with legal?
Yes.
Okay. Maybe just say.
Okay,
just
so for the commercial third party,
yes.
Business, reach out to get further information for council.
Okay.
The other closed meeting sections, we are going to adjourn them until a special meeting for budget and more of the closed sections to December 3rd, 6:30 in council.
Chamber.
Council chambers, yes. Due to the weather, we are going to adjourn at 8:41.